Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're going to be glad you did because we got Allison DeBall with us, ladies and gentlemen. Allison is the founder of DeBall & Associates, and she is a public relations and marketing expert. And she's helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And we're going to talk about some of that in just a little bit. But first, she's recently returned from a trip that I want her to tell us about. Let's get her in here. Allison DeBall, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Yeah, Allison, you recently did something that most people would think is absolutely crazy. You made a trip into Iran.
I did.
And thank God you returned safely.
I returned safely, having had one of the best trips I've ever been on.
Tell us about it.
You know, Iran was spectacular, and I had wanted to go since university when I had a friend in college whose family had left Iran at the time the Shah was deposed, and she just told me the most gorgeous stories about Iran. I've wanted to go since then, and it really has not been appropriate for me to go. There was the Iranian Revolution,
right.
Of course. There was the Iran-Iraq War, and relations with the U.S. have been difficult, to say the least.
Right.
I wouldn't have considered going as recently as 2 years ago. However, there's been a slight warming between the countries, and certainly there's been a continued growth of a schism between the population at large and much of what the government says and does.
But you had to be thinking about the journalist who recently was arrested
Kavieri.
And tried, and as they consider her to be an agent for the United States. She was tried and recently expelled, thank goodness. She was released.
Yes, she
but,
was.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know what she did, but she was just traveling over there, right?
No, she had actually been living there for a number of years.
Okay.
And she was living there. She was working from Iran. She had her press credentials pulled at a certain point
right.
and kept filing stories, and I think that was part of the problem.
But still, that kind of repression gives you pause when you decide to go over there, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. And I talked to people who had actually been in Iranian prison before I went, and I understood that there was certainly a risk.
Did you ever feel threatened or afraid while you were there?
Not once. I want to emphasize that I was with a friend, and as Americans, we were welcomed warmly everywhere.
Well, I will tell you, Allison, I have traveled in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I have many friends in the Middle East, many friends in Islam.
Wonderful.
And they are some of the gentlest people that I've ever met, and no person that I've ever met has been more of a gentle person than the Iranians that I've met.
Well, you and I have had the same experience then, because people there were lovely. They were thrilled that Americans were coming. You know, Americans just do not go there.
So we also have to remember that there is a majority of Iranians who aren't happy with the way their government is representing them.
Oh, that's exactly right. And we had lots of conversations where the Iranian people who started hearing the American impression of the Iranian government,
right.
they were just mortified at how difficult our view is toward their country.
Mm-hmm.
They really want to reestablish relationships with the Americans and America. They remember what it was like in the days of the Shah before
mm-hmm.
he was deposed in 79. We were invited to people's homes for
donations. What did you find from the marketplace? How was the marketplace there, Allison?
The marketplace, you mean the shopping?
Yes, and the businesses. How were they doing?
They seem to be doing very well. The recession has not affected that country from what we could understand in the same
mm-hmm.
way certainly we've been hit here in the States. But it seems very prosperous. People were friendly. They were welcoming. There was vigorous business activity in the bazaars, in the markets, which is one of their
right.
primary marketplaces.
Right, the souks. What is the most important thing you want to tell us about your trip to Iran?
That, you know, as you pointed out, people really like Americans, and they are warm and they are welcoming. We don't need to have this tremendous gulf between them and us that's currently in place.
But when they have a president who talks about annihilating an entire race of people, that doesn't contribute to good dialogue, does it?
No, and there's an election next month where potentially that president will no longer be in power. We'll see what happens after that election.
If that could happen, Allison, the geopolitical scenario on planet Earth could change, could improve a lot.
I think it could. A new president won't be able to change everything overnight.
Right.
But it could certainly be a step in the direction that America is looking for.
Right. Allison, thanks for that report. Allison DeBall, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be back right after these messages with me. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about some things not to do in your marketing strategy. Stay with us. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.